Dobar dan from BA. This is the Rorschach Serbia update from the 23rd of April 2024. A quick summary of what's going down in Serbia. On Sunday the 21st, Kosovo held elections for the dismissal of the mayors of four Serbian-majority municipalities in the north. Recall that in 2023, the mayoral candidates were all Albanian, so Serbian List, the main Serbian party in Kosovo, boycotted the elections. Despite the low turnout of around 4%, the government still appointed the Albanian mayors. The Central Election Commission reported that out of the 46,000 registered voters across all the four municipalities, only 250 people voted. It said that for the results to be valid, at least 50% of the registered voters must turn out, which is not the case of Sunday. They concluded that the citizens' initiative for the removal of the mayors failed. Vjosa Osmani, Kosovo's president, said that the low turnout was due to Serbia pressuring its voters living in Kosovo to boycott the elections, to denounce Kosovo's governmental structure as Serbia does not recognize its independence. Despite the unrest, some things are looking up for Kosovo, as on Tuesday the 16th, the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe had a vote to recommend it as a member state. It ended with 131 votes in favor of Kosovo's accession, 29 against it, Serbia included, and 11 abstaining. Biljana Pantic-Pilja, the chief of the Serbian delegation, pointed out that Kosovo has still not established the Community of Serbian Majority Municipalities, or CSM, which is one of its unfulfilled obligations under the 2013 Brussels Agreement with Serbia. This EU-mediated agreement aimed to normalize relations between Kosovo and Serbia. Pilja argued that the Council should not consider Kosovo's membership unless it fulfills its obligation. CSM is a planned intermunicipal association of ethnic Serbian majority municipalities in Kosovo. Its formation was due in 2013 when Kosovo and Serbia signed the Brussels Agreement. On a related note, Christopher Cavoli, the Supreme Commander of NATO Forces of Europe, announced that the alliance is looking into boosting the reserve forces within its missions in Kosovo and Bosnia and Herzegovina. He said that after reviewing the American International Peacekeeping Force in Kosovo, or KFOR, NATO concluded that it is not equipped with appropriate weapons and enough people, concluding that it needs more and stronger forces. As for Bosnia, he said that the ethnic tensions between them and their entity, the Republic of Srpska, might escalate, which is why NATO wants to bolster its forces there. Cavoli also noted that Russian ties to the Balkans will cause more ethnic tensions, adding that Russia aims to disrupt a fragile peace in the Balkan region by favoring countries that are supporting it and turning them away from the EU and NATO. But let's go back to Vjosa Osmani for a second. Prompted by a second femicide in April in Kosovo, she declared a day of mourning on Wednesday the 17th for all those killed due to gender-based violence. On Tuesday the 16th, the Kosovo police arrested a man on suspicion of killing his wife. This murder happened only 5 days after the police arrested another man for allegedly murdering his ex-wife. The seventh femicide in Serbia of 2024 in the north of the country happened last week, with the murder of a 29-year-old woman. The countries in the Western Balkans have passed laws and regulations to combat violence against women, but implementation remains on hold. Still, the number of femicides that have occurred in Serbia keeps growing, amounting to well over 300 in the last decade. In some news on energy, Dusan Bajatovic, the director of Serbiaglas, a state-owned natural gas provider, announced that the gas prices for industrial consumers would drop around 15% in May. Bajatovic said that the market prices of natural gas had gone up by around 20% in the last few years, noting that the current wars in the world have affected the market, resulting in the stagnation of gas and oil production, increasing their prices. Speaking of prices, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, published its latest report, World Economic Outlook, on the expected economic growth of its member countries in their annual spring session on Tuesday the 16th. For Serbia, the IMF projected a GDP growth of around 3% in 2024 and around 4% in 2025, putting the country among the 15 fastest-growing markets in Europe. In this group, only Kosovo and Montenegro are ahead of Serbia. The expected GDP growth of around 4% in 2024 and 2025. The slowest GDP growth is expected in Hungary at around 2% in 2024 and 3% in 2025. One of the boosters for the Serbian economy last year were gamers, as the Serbian Games Association, or SGA, reported that the industry gained a total revenue of more than $180 million in 2023. Compared to 2022, the number of employees in the Serbian gaming industry has doubled because of an increase in gaming developments from Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. However, despite the earnings, a record number of teams are looking to apply for local and European funds due to a lack of funding opportunities and high taxes. On that note about earnings, the Statistical Office said that in 2023, the average monthly income was lower than the average monthly expenses in Serbian households. In urban areas, the average monthly income increased by 11% in 2023 compared to 2022 and amounted to around $800. However, the average individual consumption expenditures of households in urban areas amounted to a little over $800. In 2023, households mostly spend their money on food and non-alcoholic beverages, water, electricity, and gas. With this in mind, Aleksandar Savic, the mayor of Belgrade, announced on Tuesday the 16th that the state will be giving out a one-time aid of 20,000 dinars, around $180, to parents of all elementary and high school students. At a press conference, he said that the parents would receive the money for each student in the household, and he added that this measure includes private school students too. The registration for the aid began on Monday the 22nd, and will last until the end of August. The state will pay out the assistance in September. Since we mentioned the Statistical Office, last week they said that the number of building permits issued in February increased by around 1% compared to February 2023. They said that the total estimated value of the planned projects, which the issued permits are covering, decreased by around 20% compared to last year's. The Statistical Office also noticed that the number of building permits in 2023 rose by around 7% compared to 2022. On that note about building, the Public Utility Commission, Belgrade Metro and Train, announced that the preparatory works on the construction of a subway depot in Belgrade should be finished this summer. The finance ministry said that they expect the construction of an entire route of the first Serbian subway line to start as early as 2025, while estimated its completion in 2028. The capital's subway network will initially consist of two lines of around 20 kilometers, or around 14 miles. One will run along the River Sava, crossing downtown Belgrade and linking the southwest part of the capital to the northeast. The second line will connect the northwest suburb of Belgrade, Zemun, with the capital's Mirjevo neighborhood. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Hey listeners, we have an unusual question for you. Have you ever had to choose a restaurant to go to, or a movie or something with a group of friends or family, and it was not so easy to choose? Took a long time and it was just difficult and maybe a bit unpleasant? Rorschach is working on a way to make that much easier. If you're interested, we could use your help. If you want to help out or try it out, let us know at info@rorschach.com. Thank you.